This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Even after millions died worldwide from COVID-19, there still seems to be little interest on the part of the media and most politicians in covering how the pandemic happened. Senator Rand Paul is the exception, has written The Case Against Socialism and Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. He says we shouldn't be surprised that the totalitarian government of the Chinese Communist Party engaged in a cover-up, but we should be concerned about the cover-up that took place in this country. He documents the deliberate attempt by government bureaucrats to ridicule the idea that the COVID virus originated with a leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But he also explains why they wanted to hide that fact. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has been funding gain-of-function research for years. We now have the emails that illustrate the cover-up. One researcher in the UK admitted that he acquired a burner phone and held clandestine meetings to shield messages from future records requests. Senator Paul not only looks to the past, he is fearful of the future. He sees a real potential for disaster. Currently, anyone can order synthetic DNA on the internet. If they have even a minimal amount of expertise, they can make the polio virus, among others. He quotes from a biochemist who reminds us that the U.S. grants 125 doctoral degrees in virology each year. The goal of this research is supposedly to prevent future pandemics, but Senator Paul concludes that the risk-benefit ratio doesn't add up. While he points to some legislation that provides some protection, I believe the COVID pandemic is a vivid reminder that we shouldn't allow such dangerous research, especially now that we know that there was a COVID cover-up. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.